Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with my near and dear friend, Dana Lewis. And I'm not going to give a big intro. She is going to share her story, her very, very, very powerful, bittersweet story. And, you know, it's a sensitive topic, warning you ahead of time. It's a journey of grief and love and transition and parenting and all of the things. But I just want to welcome Dana back on the show. And I want to open the mic for her to share her very powerful story.
Oh my goodness, Courtney, thank you so much for having me. This is, you know, it'll always be a great conversation. Where do I begin? Like where do I begin? I'll give you the Cliff Notes version, right? I mean, you and I met because I am right now very focused on inflammation, cortisol, stress, and how you manage it better. But if we back up the bus as to why I care about any of this stuff, I married my college sweetheart. And in 2013, when we were both 40, he had just turned 40, he died fit, healthy. Like 2 years prior to him dying, he was an executive at a big company. He had a big ass job and was lighting the world on fire. And he had to have physicals every year in order to travel as a corporate executive, you needed to have a wellness visit, a physical. And in May, he went to have his physical and the doctor said, "Oh my gosh, your blood work came back. It's perfect. Your blood pressure is stellar. You are so healthy. I'm going to write you for 2 years so that next year you don't have to waste an hour of your life coming back to me. Like you're good for 2 years." And 2 months after that, he died. So I think that story in and of itself is one of the things that you and I have, you know, geeked out on, crawling down rabbit holes around, is just that, what does healthy look like?
Yeah.
Right?
And this is such, you know, we can go down 10 different rabbit holes here. Like, and it's what does healthy look like and what's going on in your body really, and how is it presenting?
Right. And how do you feel? So in that moment, neither he or I paid any attention to the little signs maybe that would have shared that something is wrong. Like, oh, you have often migraines. Oh, your low back hurts. Oh, your whatever. We brush it off because we're 40 and we're fit and we look really good. I mean, he had a six pack, for crying out loud, like six pack abs, big muscles, could run, you know, we would run 5 miles together all the time. Like by all standard practices, he was healthy, but yet had a stage 4 cancerous tumor that was growing in his body that you couldn't see, that ended up taking his life 2 months after this wellness visit. So you and I talk about like, what does healthy look like and what do your labs look like and this, that, and the other thing, but how much weight do you really put on that above and beyond the weight of how you feel and how are you really, right?
Right. What was the turning point when you guys found out, like what happened that actually got Jason to go to the doctor and be like, "Hey, something's a little bit off here. What's going on?" Like, what was that?
He had a fever. It was, you know, 99, then it was 100 degrees and he was popping Advil. And I saw him taking Advil and I was like, what are you doing? You took that yesterday. Like, you're doing it again today. Like, that's not good for your liver. Like, I'm educated enough to know, like, that's not good for your liver. Like, we also had cocktails last night. So like, your liver's dying. You can't, you know, be taking Advil on top of that. And it got to the place where he was taking either Tylenol or Advil, like doing the ibuprofen, you know, alternating, and it was not manageable. So he went to the doctor to say, I don't really have another problem other than I have a fever and I need to figure out what the problem is. And the doctor went through the gamut of tests again and said, well, I don't know what the problem is either. So I'm just going to assume, he actually assumed that he had some kind of testicular infection because he was like, well, it's not presenting as anything other than a fever. So it must be an infection somewhere that we just can't see or find. So I'm going to give you this crazy antibiotic, like a very strong antibiotic, go on this and you'll be fine. Well, a day later, he's on the antibiotic and he's worse, not better. So we went back to the doctor, he got on a different antibiotic and we did that song and dance for a number of days and none of the antibiotics were actually helping. And so they basically did a CT scan. They were like, we don't know. So he did the CT scan and he came out of the CT scan and they were like, you have a tumor around your kidney and you're going to die. And we were like, wait. We just went from being like the healthiest person, like we're so healthy that we cannot come back to a doctor visit for 2 years, to you have a stage 4 cancerous tumor. Well, we didn't know it was stage 4 at the time that we did the CT scan, but we quickly found out thereafter. But you have this cancerous tumor and now you're dying?
It's like unbelievable. It's like surreal. It's like, what? Like, you're talking to me? Like, I can relate to that blackout medical feeling. When my son was younger, he was diagnosed with this autoimmune disorder. And it was a disorder that we had to get him checked every 6 weeks. He had to get blood work done because it was a genetically related thing that said if he didn't get checked, it came with very fast growing kidney or liver tumors and that could turn cancerous. So it was like, okay, get this blood work done, get a scan of the liver and kidneys every 6 months. But I just remember like when me and his dad were there at the time, I remember he was like a 1-year-old. I think he was 9 months old. I think I blacked out. I was like, I don't even remember what happened. I don't even remember the conversation after they said tumor associated with my baby. I was like, what? So like, it's a surreal, like, I can't even imagine like so now what? Like, you're going to, I already do all the things healthy. I mean, even if I get some stress relief from work or whatever, like, wait, well, what do I do? What's the first step? Like, what did you do?
We sought all of the best medical professionals and you get like, I giggle now to say that I feel like I have a PhD in cancer because I'm a nerd. So we came home from that appointment and we're both very well educated. We started researching, like, what is cancer? Where does it come from? Why do I have it? What can I do? What is the, you know, what is the go-to? And his, you know, within days from that CT scan, we recognized, okay, this is exactly how big the tumor is. It's stage 4. Your only choice is surgery. You're going to get surgery to take it out. You should be fine after that surgery. You're not fine. It's now spread everywhere. Now we're on chemo and now we're dead. So it all happened within a 6-week timeframe from the first visit to the day that he passed away, that like I researched, but there was not time to implement anything differently. And I think what you and I love talking about is that from these lessons learned, like after he passed away, I walked out of that hospital and I was like, what? Like, I am a fitness professional. I've been in the fitness industry for 30 years. I have a master's degree in science. Like, I am nerdy. I know how to eat healthy. I know all the things, but yet, and amongst like our peer group, we were like the fit, healthy couple. And now I'm like, oh, the fit, healthy couple, one of them just literally dropped dead. Like, what did we miss? Like, what did we miss? And it's like, where were the red flags that we didn't see? And I think that's what you and I have become such good friends learning, talking about, and just pivoting toward, I mean, inflammation, stress creates inflammation, and inflammation is the root of all evil. And
absolutely,
I don't, unless you have an inflammatory problem like cancer, you maybe don't care. And I feel like, you know, 15 years ago, I was like, oh, great, I don't have inflammation. What even is that? But it's like this silent killer.
Well, it is. And I think that what most people don't understand, and this is the first thing I sit down, I preach it on social media. It's the first thing I say when I sit down with a client who either decided to work with me or we're working together against whatever they have going on in their goals. And we talk about oxidative stress, because oxidative stress is real, and it's what's happening in our world. And it's anything from the air we're breathing, the water we're drinking, the foods we're eating, the products we're using in and on our skin, your emotional stressors, your physical stressors, all of these things create inflammation in the body. And the truth of the matter is, taking it back to like silent, hidden things, they're becoming not silent and hidden anymore. They're starting to be talked about very much in our world, and depending on where you go for your information. But it's very prevalent that the food that we're eating now, and even 10 years ago, is not the same food that our parents ate from the same soil. All of our soil is tainted, where we're finding heavy metals and different things in our food that's coming up in whether it's even when we're not talking about processed food that's complete garbage in a package, but looking at foods that crops that are sprayed with chemicals and pesticides. And even when we are doing healthy and eating organic, there's still a lot of these factors in the world that create free radicals in the body. When our bodies have these bonds that want to bond to healthy ions, and there's nothing for them to bond to properly, geeking out on the science, disease is going to happen. Cancer is going to happen. And that's why it's becoming prevalent. And if we don't take care of these things from that root cause, this happens. So we need to learn how to do mind, body, and soul. So it's not just about, okay, I'm going to yoga and meditation, or, you know, I'm going to take these supplements and everything's going to be fine. It's learning how to control and regulate your nervous system while you're taking the supplements to help control and regulate your nervous system, your hormones, your neurotransmitters, and putting it all together so that you can show up as your best self.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Doing all, like, looking back at his life, he would have said that he had balance, like working out, exercise. Yeah. Check the box. Like eating organic. Yeah. Check the box. Like juggling a million things. Was he stressed out of his mind during his job? Yes, but he loved every minute of it. And I know that, you know, if you're a doer and you love juggling a million things, like you're excited. I am a doer. Like I want to be juggling all the things. The point of the conversation is not, oh, you need to lay on a mat for 30 minutes a day in order to actually like meditate. And I mean, 100%. you and I have giggled about the fact that like,
We love each other because of it.
Yes. People have always shared with me like, oh my gosh, Dana, like you need meditation, or oh my gosh, like for Jason, like, oh my gosh, Jason, you need to learn to meditate. And when you are a doer and you thrive on getting a million things done, meditating is laughable. You're like, okay, I'm like, please, like, no. And it's not, and here's like to bridge the gap. It's not the actual meditation. It's the ability, and meditation is one way that you can calm your nervous system and give that cortisol reprieve. And you can also do that with mindfulness. You can do it with a walk. You can do it with supplements. And like, I think what I have come to learn is that one of the things that we missed as a couple was the power of your gut. And realizing that the gut-brain connection was a thing, and that you can manage that stress and inflammation through the gut. And I really, 13 years ago when he died, or 11 years ago when he died, I didn't know that. I was like, well, we're eating clean, we're eating healthy, we're eating whatever. And that's not enough.
No, it's not. It's not. And it's, I think that, I mean, I didn't know what stress resilience was until you came into my life. And I'm well-versed. This is my job. This is what I do. I've got a big geeky background. I've got my doctorate in pharmacy. I've got a certification in integrative nutrition. And I'm working on my second functional medicine one. Yeah. I constantly am learning. And I didn't know what stress resilience was until you came into my life and how real that is. Like how, like thinking of the things that used to set me off from 0 to 100 that now I'm like, yeah, I'll just unpack that later. Or maybe like, I don't even need to unpack it at all. Like, is this going to make a difference in my life? Like, it's just going to stress me out, cause the inflammation. And then what good's going to come of it?
Yeah, none. And I think stress resilience, it's laughable because if you would have asked me when my husband died, if I had stress resilience, I would have been like, yeah, sure. Like, I don't even know what that is. That question's dumb. Moving on. I have things to do. Like, go with your woo and your resilience and your whatever. I have no time for you. And that is exactly where if you're listening, I know that I'm not the only one. Like, Courtney, you felt that. I felt that. Like, it's a thing. But here's the thing. Like, once I crawled down this rabbit hole of stress and inflammation, and I was like, oh my gosh, like the power of the microbiome. Like, I didn't even know the gut had a purpose other than to digest my food and, you know, help me poop. Like the gut has like so much more that it can do for your brain. I followed the science. And I was like my own human experiment. Like, okay, cool. Like, I believe in the science. Let me try some probiotics. Like, I will try these probiotics and let's see what happens. And then you talk about stress resilience. Like, for me and my story of grief and overwhelm in the years after my husband died, I was the lunatic going from 0 to 20 as soon as something went wrong. Like, I was fine. I was fine. I was fine. They call it chandeliering anxiety. You take it, you take it, you take it until that one little thing you can't take anymore. And then mama blows.
Like, and you look like a cray cray because you just got upset about something that's totally stupid and irrelevant, but it's not really that that you're reacting at. It's the stuff that's been building up where you're like blowing your top.
it's 5 days of stuff you've been stuffing, right? You've been like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, until this stupid thing happens. Everyone around you is like, cray cray, like in your words, like, she crazy. Why is she freaking out? But that is an example of not having resilience. So for me, on this like human experiment of how can I heal my gut, I'm going to focus on healing my gut because now I've learned that that's a thing. And so as I'm healing my gut, I'm in these cray cray situations where my friends are now like, Dana, when are you going to yell at that kid? Dana, did you see what he just did? And then I was like, oh my gosh, I think it's a teachable moment. Look at me. I'm such a grown-up parent. Like, I think it's not a big deal. Like, you were just sharing, like, when you have resilience, you're like, you show up better.
Oh, last night, my 16-year-old's learning to drive right now. And there was a moment that was not a good one, Dana. It wasn't a good one. I'm surprised I didn't have a heart attack. I think I might have. I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm still not positive. But the fact that I regrouped and was like, it's okay, and realized I needed to stay calm to show him that everything was okay. And like, you navigated out of that situation really well. We're okay. And like, that was a teachable moment. But like, it was a little scary, but I couldn't fly off the handle and start yelling at him. The poor kid wouldn't get behind the wheel again. And that's what happens when you're driving. Stuff comes out of nowhere. Things happen. And the fact that I was like, okay, deep breath, everything's fine. And we regrouped very quickly from that. And then when I got home, I was like, it just—
Look at me.
Like, what? Who am I?
Who am I?
I become this girl. Like, what?
You're like, I'm going to do a little dance right now because I'm so proud of myself.
I think, and I did.
It's like getting to the place where you are celebrating that about yourself feels good.
It does. Like,
I'm raising these humans and they need for me to be there for them. Cause like for me, in the years after my husband died, I felt like there were a number of years that I was losing it over and over and over again because I had no stress resilience. I had no patience, right? I had no patience. I had no nothing. And I felt like my kids were losing me. And they had already lost their dad. And then I was getting lost in the mix of grief and overwhelm. And I was like, oh my gosh, this house is not a fabulous place to be. Like, how can I flip the script? And so, like, let's nerd out on the on the gut and the benefits of that, right? And I love that you just popped yourself kid's mood.
I mean, I keep my box in my desk. I got one in my console, my car, my bag, like saffron, guys, it's real.
Oh, like the saffron, the benefits of that, and just the benefits of the probiotics for the strain specific probiotics. Because like, if we talk about that, I've been taking a probiotic for my entire life. Like my husband was taking a probiotic because darn it, somebody said that was healthy. So I'm going to go to Whole Foods and I'm going to buy the most expensive probiotic and I'm going to just like be on it. But it wasn't doing anything for your stress resilience. It was probably helping us poop. Like there are so many different strains.
But let me pump the brakes. I want to jump right in there because yeah, this is something that makes me cringe being a pharmacist and what I do, because yes, as you know, and now you now know, maybe you didn't know 15 years ago, but there's very specific strains of probiotics for very specific things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I believe that everybody should be on probiotics, on multiple. I take three different forms of probiotics every day and switch them up constantly because of just different things going on in my body. So I love probiotics and I think that everybody should be on them. Some people will argue with me. I think it's important. But the biggest thing is like the quality of supplements. You know, you want to just make sure that you're looking at sources of things and geeking out and being your own advocate for that, because it's not, all supplements are not created equal. They don't come from good sources. People are out to make money. Amazon can counterfeit them and slap a label on something and call it good. And it might not even be what's in the bottle. It says right in the bottle,
Blows my mind. Like that blows my mind that I remember you telling me that a number of months ago. And I was like, wait, what? Like Amazon can sell something that's not real?
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's real. Like, and I learned about this from one of my reps, one of my favorite supplement companies. And it's not a hook because you really need a practitioner to get it. But Ortho Molecular is one of my favorite brands. I love their products because, you know, like Amare with Mentobiotics, they're things that are patented and people, they study them. They put them up in clinical trials against drugs and say, you know, we've studied this and we stand by this. And you might pay a couple extra dollars for that bergamot for your cholesterol that does better than Lipitor, whatever, but they stand by it and it's good. They have an entire compliance department because they pop up all the time on Amazon and they're not supposed to be. So like sometimes if I'm scrolling and I'll see it, I'll be like, oh, and I'll send it to my rep and he'll send it to compliance. But he literally said people will fill up the vitamin D liquid bottles with water and sell them. And this is like in other countries and things like it goes on like crazy because they're well known as a good supplement company and people pay a lot of money for them. So when you see them on places like Amazon, they're counterfeit and they're not real, or people are buying them and selling them, you know, at a markup, and that's not legal either. So you really don't know. And it's not just that company. It's all of them. I forget what the current rate was of Amazon counterfeits. It's high. It's in the high 80s or low 90s, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not my wheelhouse. I just think it's crazy. And it's necessary as a consumer to know what you're buying. And it's the same thing for, like, if we go back to me just sharing, like I was on a probiotic and sure, I'm sure that it was doing something, but no one tells you what the right strains are for this or for that. So as a consumer, we're left guessing. And I knew enough to be like, okay, I'm going to change my probiotic every month. When I run out of this, I'm going to just try a different one. And this one says 3000 CFUs of yada, yada, yada. Like, okay, sounds good. I'm just going to take it. But none of those things were giving me stress resilience. I was still anxious, still going from a 0 to 20 when something went wrong, or 0 to 100 for crying out loud, if I'm honest, like losing it. And so understanding the strains that help you show up at your best, I think it's just like, I don't know. It's changed my journey. And I know that it's changed yours too.
Yeah, 100% in so many ways. And a lot of times you don't even realize until like you don't have it, you know, it's not something, you know, and I try to tell people this too, when I'm working with clients and I give a recommendation and, you know, and I tell them to, you know, give it a good couple of months to get in and start working. You'll feel a good feeling from the different herbs that give you a different kind of calm energy that just kind of give you a good burst, little hit of dopamine to do your stuff and get stuff done. But like the overall stress resilience factor and like that, when it really starts to do its magic, when it starts to enrich the gut with all the right nutrients and feed it right, phytonutrients, prebiotics, all of those things are real, not just popping a probiotic, but are you feeding the probiotic properly? So many probiotics aren't even stored properly. By the time it even hits your gut, it's not even useful. So it's like,
or you're just pooping them out. It's just going through your GI tract and you're like, okay, now it's in the toilet. So you saved $5 on the probiotic that you bought, but you literally pooped it out. Like you
100%, 100%.
It literally did nothing. So when you're looking at like, what is the standard protocol that you put your clients on for stress resilience?
So the first thing I really, really encourage most people, and it's, I can do this from labs or I can do this from subjective information, people just giving me a health history and telling me what's going on in their life. Everyone that sits in my chair, I don't care who they are, their gut needs support and their cortisol is off. Their cortisol is not balanced, or if it is semi-balanced, the different factors they tell me at different times tells me imbalances, or maybe perhaps they're not having results that are cortisol related. Maybe they're sleeping okay. Maybe some things are off, but maybe they're having some sex hormone symptoms or thyroid issues or weight issues from insulin resistance. And all of that ties to cortisol. So maybe it's not like they're feeling stress or whatever. Maybe they're handling that okay. But the overall thing is when I look at the big picture, it's like in order to fix all of those other hormonal imbalances that really stem from mineral imbalances in the body, you have to get the cortisol in check. You have to get the gut in check. So one of the first protocols I put people on is happy juice, which sometimes sounds ridiculous. And people are sitting down for like a high ticket package. And I'm like, you need this happy juice. And it sounds funny because it's called happy juice. And people are like, well, happy juice, what?
Yeah.
And it's like no other. The strains of probiotics in there they work wonders. You give them a chance to work and do their thing, they work. Right. And then you add the different nootropics and the different adaptogens that help to calm and help to kind of stimulate dopamine to give you energy and stimulate your GABA to help keep a calm energy and hit your serotonin so that you're feeling happy. Like all of those things are real. So you're like taking that in, and you get that kind of, oh, okay, this feels good. But then over time is where the stress resilience really starts to happen when you give it a chance to enrich your gut so that your gut is really becoming a rainforest of good bacteria and doing healthy, thriving things. So that's one of the first things I go to with people is putting them on happy juice and sometimes even Ignite. As you know, Ignite is like hormones. They're adaptogens that help with hormones. There's a formula for him. There's a formula for her. And whether you have low estrogen, I have high estrogen and vice versa, we both take it. It's balancing. And a lot of times that helps even when people are so dysregulated from this, it helps kind of give a good balance. And that's a lot of times where I start because, you know, even when we start looking at labs and looking some of the deeper rooted things like we were talking about earlier, getting toxins out of the body and really decreasing inflammation, everybody can benefit from it. You know, whether you have symptoms or not have symptoms, everybody needs an aid in this area. We're bringing in all of these stress factors, whether it's emotional or physical stress from work, family issues, kids, whatever. And then all of the different things that we just can't live in a bubble with, right? We have to practice the 80-20 rule. You know, we're going to try our best to eat the right foods and, you know, whatever. Sometimes, you know, we've got to make sure we're doing the cleaning them off right and staying away from plastics and doing all these things. But we can't live in a bubble. So in order to create a balance, we've got to do these proactive things to help decrease inflammation, to help keep stress levels down in order to live a healthy life.
I love it. I love it. I agree. Like we can't live in a bubble. And I think like for me, like what I didn't understand 15 years ago and what I'm passionate about sharing is just the power of the gut and what you can do, because we all desire stress resilience, but we don't know how to get it. Like 11 years ago, did I love that I had no patience? No, but I didn't know. And I think if you're listening, you you're like, well, that's great, but I don't, I mean, I remember sitting in therapy, grief therapy, after my husband died, and the therapist was like, well, Dana, when you're feeling anxious, you should count to five and then you should talk. And I was like, that's probably great advice, but like, give me a break. Like,
I'm going to count to five and punch you in the throat. How about that? Yeah.
I was like, I'm counted to 0.001 and my mouth is already open. Like I'm already talking and I'm already having regret for what's coming out of my mouth. Like that's not helpful to tell someone that's anxious and overwhelmed. Cortisol, my
calm down. Right.
Like it's not like I'm down with that as a plan. I don't have the bandwidth to execute it. So if you don't have the bandwidth to execute that, it's like lean in.
I love that you just said that because I think that's what comes down to so many different things. And I know in my own healing journey, the two biggest things, like overcoming different stress factors and you know, divorce and job switches, and even just transitioning out from a job in traditional pharmacy over the past few years to eventually just getting out and doing what I'm passionate about. But like looking at it from a standpoint of sometimes I don't know what I would do without these factors of like, if I didn't have the happy juice to help me balance my nervous system, because you can tell somebody to balance their nervous system by going outside and getting sunlight or meditating or counting to five or doing these things.
But if you're overwhelmed and you're anxious, yes, grounding is great. But yep. That also, if you're overwhelmed and anxious, telling you to ground, I can see your eyes rolling to the back of your head while I say it. And I'm with you. Like right? Those are not applicable action steps that you can implement like right out of the gate. So
yes. And wait. And exactly what you said. Like, so if for me, and I'll just use myself as an example, me trying to calm my cortisol and gain this stress resilience, if I didn't have the happy juice and the mentabiotics and the strains to help control that, I wouldn't have been able to sit down and really get my mindset in check to be able to say, okay, let me do this meditation. Let me do this journaling. Let me do this reflection. Let me ground and actually get something from it instead of standing there grounding, being like, oh my God, I got to go to this and this and this and this and this, and I've got to get this done for my business and the kids have to be here and da 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 da. Like, if you don't have the other stuff in check, it's like it very much goes hand in hand. So it's like if you don't have one, you can't have the other. Maybe some people can, but for most people, you tell somebody who's got that A-type personality who's trying to do the things, or ADHD or something where they can't freaking do it, you know, you need that support to say, okay, well, now that I've got that under control, let's do this. And I'll even use one of my newer clients who's just started Happy Juice a little over a month ago. And we met for one of our meetings. She's working, we're doing some functional stuff. And she was like, wow, I'm feeling so much better. She said, I think it's mostly the Happy Juice from what she started on, but she's like, I have so much more energy and can get the things done because I'm sleeping better. And now it's setting forth all the other things, and my pants are a little looser. And I feel like all the things are shifting and happening. You know, when people are like, ooh, you said happy juice can make you lose weight. No, no, no. When you get the other things in check, the weight just falls off because you're doing all the things and you're happy and life is flowing. It's unreal, but it's just the way it works.
Yeah. And it's just, like for me, it's like I had no idea. Like I am so thankful for that step, because now that I've calmed my nervous system with the good nootropics and gut bugs from Happy Juice, I'm able to like go to therapy and listen to the therapist say, okay, these are the things you should do. And I'm now excited to be like, okay, I can implement that. Yeah. All right, I got it. Like I am on it, rather than 8 years ago, I sat there in therapy and was angry. I was like, seriously, like I don't have time to implement that. I don't have the bandwidth. You don't have whatever. And the answer can be as simple as giving your body the nutrients that it needs. And it comes in the form of probiotics that you can take today It literally like changed the trajectory of how you show up in this world, which is what you and I both love.
It's so true. And I love that you just said, I remember going through my divorce 10 years ago, and I remember going to therapy back then. And while it was helpful in its own ways, you know, I didn't want to hear, oh, utilize the time when your son's not with you to have you time and go. And it was like, all I can think about is my child leaving and not being with me for 5 days and feeling that. And learning how to now process that and how I can calm my system down and my hormones down so that I'm not like a cat on a hot tin roof when he's not there to say, okay, I can think about this rationally. He's coming back in 5 days. Everything's happening. Yeah. This is the way it is. And I can do the things for myself and I can listen to the tasks and the things I need to do and get everything done and feel the feels and feel excited about just being happy and having a productive, energetic, healthy life.
100%. Because that grief from your divorce in as we relate it to nervous system regulation, it's the exact same as the grief that I had. My nervous system was wrecked. You and I have talked about like living in fight or flight and having high cortisol and all of the things. And it's not a great place to live. And when you're living in that overwhelmed, frantic state of being, you don't get anything done, right? Because then you're like a cat on a hot tin roof. Like you are.
No, it's true. And the fact that, let me tell you a secret. I don't think my ex-husband would ever be listening to this podcast. If he was, you know what? Fine.
Power to him.
We went to dinner the other night, me, him, and Christopher, which, I mean, you didn't know me 10 years ago, the relationship that we had and the grief and trauma and everything terrible about divorce in general and just the bad feelings that you have and how my life has transitioned in the past 2 years. The fact that we sat down and had dinner and talked about the school year and us all being on the same page and expectations for Christopher and all these things. And I told my friend about it the other day and she looked over her shoulder, we're having coffee. She looked over her shoulder. She went, what, who are you? And I was like, I don't know. Like,
and you're like, look at how grown up I am. I had dinner and it's all like, I'm so proud of you. It is like finding that resilience, calming your nervous system so that your frontal lobe, your brain can come in to say, what's the best for Christopher? Would this dinner benefit him? And can I do it? I'm proud of you, Courtney.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself. I'm like really proud of myself. Like, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do that a year or two ago. Not at all. Not even if you told me 2 years ago, I would have done that. My eyes would have rolled so hard. You would have felt them rolling. Like that's how much.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the same for me. And when my nervous system was wrecked, like sitting in therapy and being like, why am I here? Like, I'm actually paying for this.
Yep.
Like, am I paying for this just to check the box to be like, okay, Dana, good job. You went through the action steps. You got nothing out of it, but you went through all the steps you were supposed to go through. But that's not what any of us really want. Yeah. Like, you want the result. You want to show up at your best. And something as silly as like a probiotic can literally change the trajectory of where you're going.
Like, I know. And I know it sounds silly to people that don't get it. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, you need to do it. But it's just, it's so wild that it can change things so much to the point where, you know, almost when you want to get on a deep, like philosophical level of like, why are we here? Why are we here? We want to have a happy, fruitful existence where we have energy and we show up as our best and that we do good for our people and our children and making sure they're doing their best and carrying on and doing the same thing. So it's like, it might sound silly that it's like one little probiotic, but probiotics are magical. And, you know, if you know, you know, and if you don't,
reach out,
give me a message, reach out because I can help.
Yes. And you can put the link and all the things in the show notes for people to look it up, educate yourself. I think that is the biggest takeaway is empower yourself to not settle and empower yourself to understand like, I don't feel my best. Like when I was sitting in that therapist's office, like I knew that I wanted more, but I didn't quite know how. And so learning the how part has been absolutely critical for me.
No, it's so important. And I'm so proud of like just how your life has shifted and that you've gotten through what you've gotten through, but you've gotten through it successfully and have three amazing people that are thriving. So like, yes, that's amazing. Like kudos and yay, like standing ovation, because not any of that is easy. And from Jason's first diagnosis, all that you did and dove into and research and what you did after that. Hey, I have to be here for my boys. My boys now have this in their genes. What's happening? They need to live healthy lives and we need to incorporate this more. And being able to be an advocate for yourself, for them, for even for Jason while he was alive to help and to know that, you know, what might be done in Western medicine instead isn't always the right answer. It's not always the fix, and not one person always has the answers. It's always good to do your own research and find other opinions and dive in if something doesn't feel right, or even just let's be proactive. Who can't benefit from decreasing inflammation and stress in your life, you know?
100%. Yes to all that you have shared, Courtney. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for being on and for sharing your story. I know you are a champion at sharing it, and I know it can't be easy, you know, but I know that you know in your heart when you talk about Jason and his story, how many people that you impact and help, and that's really special.
Thank you.
All right, my love. Thank you so much. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.